Volunteer service camps for elementary and middle school students will be offered July 29th through August 2nd. The camps focus on philanthropy. I spoke with the camp organizers to learn more. How do children learn to give back to their community? Financial support and volunteer involvement are crucial to nonprofit work. The Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga and the Chattanooga First Church of the Nazarene are partnering to offer summer camps for children to learn about philanthropy. Deborah Tepper is the philanthropy camp director.
About 5 years ago, some key parents in the community got together, and they are philanthropic givers. They wanted a place for their children to also have an understanding about the importance of giving back. And so philanthropy camp was born from that thought and those parents.
This is young children.
These are very young children. They are rising first to rising sixth graders, so they're 6 to 11 years old.
What do they do in a summer camp that's based on giving back?
We have great programming that is fun and fast, and everything that is an activity is around meaningful work about giving back, helping hands, doing your part. It's a creative process, but it's also a lot of thinking behind the activity of how we can make it more meaningful so that the understanding is woven through the camp.
How long have you been hosting philanthropy camp?
We're in our 5th year, and it's grown every year. We have a capacity of 60 children. Each year, we've almost met that capacity.
So there's a potential 16-year-old out there or 17-year-old out there that may have attended this camp many years ago. Have you seen these young emerging adults, who they will be very soon, have you seen them participating more in the community, or do you have any indication of that?
There is some indication of that, and not only that, the seniors of philanthropy camp, which are 11 years old, rising sixth graders, comes the next level, which we'll talk more in depth about, is Camp Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. And so graduates from philanthropy camp then have an opportunity to attend this camp of service, and hopefully they will come back to philanthropy camp and be the counselors.
The camp itself is hosted by a Jewish federation, a Jewish congregation. And I know within the belief system, giving back to the community is something very strongly held throughout your life. Do you have people attending this camp outside of that community?
Oh, absolutely. We have children and families from all over Chattanooga. We have no discrimination of religion, all ethnic backgrounds. We do have room for some subsidies as well. So our camp is filled with a really beautiful cross-section of Chattanooga.
Do children return every year to this camp?
The majority of our campers are returnees. And then those that are new are usually word of mouth from those returnees. So we grow by word of mouth, which is wonderful, but a little bit more exposure is always helpful.
Once they graduate from your camp, which is, I take it, more learning about ways to help and get involved, they move on to kind of a young teen version of a summer camp of actually getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Peck is the director of Camp Tikkun Olam, which is Hebrew for repair the world.
They actually go all over Chattanooga and participate in hands-on projects to help the community. And this year, we're going to be all over Chattanooga in just a variety of nonprofit settings. We go to all nonprofit settings, just doing a lot of just really hands-on work. The kids, they work hard. They paint. They build things. They really just get their hands dirty and do things for the community. And it's really just amazing to see how hard they really do work.
How are the projects determined for them to get involved with?
We begin by looking at several basic populations or areas that we want to focus on serving each year, and we'll try to stick to like themes, because in addition to the projects, we have learning activities. So people will come in and give a little talk as to why this is meaningful, why we're going here and serving this population. From there, we just pretty much do the groundwork of going around the community and finding nonprofits that are open to having our kids come in and work with them. And when we get to that point, then we just work on a schedule and narrow it down to the several nonprofits that they'll be at this summer, and then others go on the wait list for next summer. Pretty much we just work with whoever's open to having us come.
Ann Treadwell is the program director with the Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga, one of the hosts of the Philanthropy Camp and the newer Camp Tikkun alum.
Camp Tikkun alum is in its second year. Last year, we piloted it for the first time. Last year, 80% of the campers were campers who had gone through Philanthropy Camp. Camp Tikkun alum is open to young children or older children who have not gone through Philanthropy Camp, but who are interested in community service, either something that they've gotten from their religious institution or sometimes their schools are now asking for community service. This coming year, it looks like it's still about 85% are either returnees from last year or previous Philanthropy Camp campers.
What is the overall goal of both of these camps?
Kids have the power to make a difference, to do good, to use their hands. With the reinforcement at home, Philanthropy Camp and Tikkun alum camp make sure in their programming that there is a way to develop a sense of community responsibility, civic responsibility, and to get involved in community. And community is knowing who you are, yourself, your neighborhood, the larger community, the environment, and working together, helping hands together.
Philanthropy Camp and Camp Tikkun alum is very unique around town in the fact that it is a partnership between two religious institutions that are not similar, who are good neighbors with each other. The Jewish Cultural Center, which is a program of the Jewish Federation, is the next door neighbor of the First Church of the Nazarene. The use of both spaces happens during both camps. Input from the church, other parents, artists in the community, other nonprofits all make the programming for both camps possible. So not only are we teaching the children about creating community, we are reinforcing to each other the importance of community.
Spaces from both places are in play for this. And so how does that work out?
We use both spaces almost equally. The First Church of the Nazarene actually has more classroom space, so a lot of the individual art programs and activities take place at the church in those classrooms. The Jewish Cultural Center has bigger spaces where they do an amazing project program, and that's called Care Town. The campers have the opportunity to build a miniature city, a miniature town. And in comes the civic responsibility because we have a mayor that comes in that the children, the campers, have to approach and ask for appropriate building codes and requirements. And so it really teaches them how a city or a town is built, neighborhoods, the greater community, and the environment. So the Jewish Cultural Center is used primarily for those bigger projects. We do an art project around the entire wall of the Jewish Cultural Center that fits in to the theme of camp and also with Care Town.
Community sponsors for the camps include Walmart and the Brainerd Kiwanis Club. Both Philanthropy Camp and Camp Tikkun alum will be held the week of July 29th through August 4th. Call 423-493-0270, extension 10, for more information. Or follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org. Even a child can make a difference in the community if they know how to reach out and help. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.